All right, boys and girls, it's about that time, maybe a few seconds early. Welcome to the Giddy Up. I'm DJ Pauly B on 91.5 WMFO. Be right back, kids. Hey, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up on this Tuesday, the 15th day of May, 2018. I'm DJ Paulie B, and I will be playing all your favorite rock and roll music for the next couple hours, as usual. And for those of you who are hanging in, very good, because I know it looks beautiful out right now. But don't let that kid you, trust me, because, it's going to get a lot worse, trust me. Right now, it's 82 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston, but it's beautiful right now, but trust me, in about, an hour and a half or so, here it comes. We're going to have dangerous afternoon thunderstorms that can bring flash flooding, yes, large hail, believe that, and damaging winds. And I heard something, I'm not going to predict this or anything, but chance of tornadoes in the mid of the state. So, in New Hampshire as well. I haven't, that hasn't been, set in stone yet. But throughout the day, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be thunder showers, and I think it's going to be, bright and sunny for a minute. And I literally mean, a minute, a half hour. And then tonight, same thing, severe thunderstorms. Early evening, we're talking, probably going to start around 6 again, 6 to 7 o'clock, which the Red Sox are playing at 7:10. I don't think they will start on time. Now, I don't know if the game will be a complete washout, but I'm going to pretty much guarantee they're not going to start on time because that storm, those storms also can bring flash flooding, large hail, and damaging winds. So you don't want to be playing any baseball in hail. That's for sure. You know, unless you're Hailstorm, which I love that group. Maybe I'll play her later. Anyways, so yeah, that's today's crazy weather. What it's going to look like. I'll be back, you know, with the next hour or so, with probably the rest of the week's weather. You know, so you can plan accordingly. And you know, actually today is National Chocolate Chip Day. If you didn't know that. You know, I'm always up on the national days, especially when it's something to do with food. Absolutely. Absolutely. So go out and get your Toll House, Nestle Toll House cookies. There's a pretty interesting story behind that. The lady that invented the actual Toll House cookies. she didn't get anything for it. Nestle pretty much took the recipe from her. And the only thing she did get was free chocolate chip cookies for the rest of her life. I'm not kidding. Look it up. It's a pretty funny... No, it's not funny for her, that's for sure. But it's a weird story how industry used to, you know, before, you know, trademarking things back then, they could just... we like your cookies. We're just going to make them our own, you know? You go in with no trademark or, you know, no patent, forget it. You lose. Anywho, 3:11. In the afternoon. The big clock is broken here in the studio. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's all right. I got my little clock. Anyways, the number here. Now, I don't even know if the phone's working just because things are weird. I know the kids are graduating, I believe, either tomorrow or Thursday of this week. Maybe even Friday. But I know, unless they already have this past weekend, I know the big tents were set up. I'm not sure. But nobody's here. Nobody's around. The students are nowhere to be found. So congratulations for those who are graduating and moving on in life. And for those of you that are coming back, we'll see you in a couple months, I imagine. And it'll be back to business. Hola. So we'll get back to some music. And you guys want to hear anything, I don't know if the phone lines are working, as I said, but you could maybe try when I'm talking, Ricky Cummings. If you want to hear a shout-out or hear a song, I'm up on my Facebook, so you can just post it there if you want to hear something. That's the easiest way to do it, I would say. But I know you guys love my music, so, you know, just sit back and relax. And when the rain starts, I will... try to navigate you home as safely as possible without you having to bang your head and get in an accident. Maybe I'll just play some mellow rock and roll, maybe, depending on the mood that everybody's in. But just be safe out there. It's great right now. I'd say if you get a chance to leave work early, I would do so, especially if you have to take the train, because the train's going to be an S show, if you know what I mean. And as well as the roads, no doubt. So, all right, you kids. Like I said, want to hear anything, hit me up. Either text me or hit me up on the old Facebook. And I will, you know, most likely get it on for you, I'm sure. And all right, so we'll get to some rock and roll. And I will be back very shortly. And I know. I'll just talk to myself, or hopefully whoever's listening. All right. Grab some chocolate chips and sit back and relax if you're home. Otherwise, be safe. And you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Thank you.
insertion. A verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Screams fill the room, Lord, I drop and kneel. Silence now the sound, my breath the only motion around. Demons cluttering around, my face showing no emotion. Shackled by my sentence, expecting no return. Here there is no penance, my skin begins to burn.
Kids, yeah, that was a double shot of Creed and then a double shot of Heart. So I guess maybe I'm, and before that obviously was the Foo Fighters. I started with a double shot of them, so maybe we're gonna call this one Two for Tuesday, since I am in the mood for playing two, because you know why? Two is better than one. That's right. So when you go get your chocolate chip cookies tonight, make sure you get double chip. Anyways, welcome back to the big show, boys and girls, 3:33 in the afternoon. I'm DJ Pauly B, and you are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And the wonderful weather, enjoy it while you can, as I said earlier, because we are in for a rude awakening, for real. But as of right now, you know, we're standing pretty tough. In the 80s. I'm sorry. Let me see. All right. Okay, 86, yes. So, 86 degrees, and that's going to change within probably the next hour. I guarantee it. Yeah, and it's not going to be for the better. It's going to drop probably 30 degrees. And we're expecting some pretty heavy thunder showers and hail as well. So be prepared, kids. You know, if you can get out of work now, I'd do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, anyways, what's going on? I don't know. Of course, you know our Celtics will be on tonight. And, yes, playing game number two for the Eastern Conference Finals against the dreaded LeBron and Cavaliers. And they, honestly, if you didn't see the game, I don't know how you couldn't have seen the game Sunday. I mean, they just tooled them. The Cavaliers never, ever had the lead once. And at one point, they were up by 28. Ended up winning by 25 points. I don't think anybody's ever done that to the Cavaliers in a playoff game, if I'm correct. I don't think so. So, tonight's a big night for the Celts. You know, they were underdogged, you know, at home. And now it's even. I mean, give me a break. They get no respect for what they're doing. Brad Stevens, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's the coach of the year. And I can't believe he didn't get one vote from the coaches. That is just disrespectful. And I think a bit of a jealousy, if you ask me. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, the Celtics tonight. Also, they're on at 8:30, I believe. So, yeah, have time. I was going to say you have time to watch the Red Sox, who start at 7:10. But as I said, we're getting a thunder shower probably around 4:30. And then it might slow down for a bit, but then right around game time, you know, we're going to get another heavy thunder shower. So, as I said before, I don't think the game will start on time. I don't ever like being the bearer of bad news. It's bad news to me, too. I mean, you know, I love my Red Sox. I love my Celtics. We don't have to worry about that with the Celtics, though. You know, there's a roof at the TD Garden, so they're going to play rain or shine. And so hopefully they can pull us out and go to Cleveland up to none, you know? All right. I know this isn't a sports show, but I just can't help talking about it. I mean, nobody expected the Celts to go this far, especially with our two premier players out, you know? So this is great. This is absolutely great. And it's a good time in Boston right now. Let's see. I don't know if you guys are liking the double shots. If you are, let me know, because that would be cool. You know, I mean, I'm going to probably play a couple more. But if you want to hear anything, like I said, make sure you hit me up. And I will make sure I get it on to you. So, let's see. Maybe, what the heck? I'm going to go right into a let's go right into another double shot. How's that? And, all right. A little heavy. All right. I'm kind of stuck in the 80s and 90s right now. But I'll bounce around, as I usually do. All right, kids. So, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. And I will be right back, kids.
Loud enough for you to hear.
Make me feel like I'm not a person, and I feel like I am nothing, but you made me, so do something, 'cause I'm
obviously free and tax treatment doesn't always work. So get 12 weeks.
The only one that lasts 12 weeks, which is one technology that's convenient.
Only from your vet. Bravecto.
Sorry about that, kids.
Everything's so boring, everyone's so fake, and everybody's empty, and everything is so messed up, preoccupied without you, what can I live at all? My whole world's around you, I stumble and I crawl, you could be someone, you could be my seed. You know that I'm through.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That's right. Take that message to heed. Yeah, it hits home for me, and I'm sure for a lot of folks out there. So, yes. So, anyways, welcome back to the show, and I apologize for that mix-up. That's what happens when you're so excited to be back and you have so many songs queued up all at once, and you hit the wrong button, and everything plays at once. So, I'm probably not going to do that again. And I think that was probably the end of my two for Tuesday, my double shots. Anyways, so I'll just mix it up. Anyways, yeah, that ruined my Fleetwood Mac double shot, which I had. But I can still play the song I was going to play after, anyways, later on. So, kids, if you look out your window now, it's a little different than even just 10 minutes ago when I was talking to you. And it seems to be 85 out now. I mean, sorry, 82. I'm sorry. It was 85 earlier, about 10 minutes ago. And it's 82 now. And yes, it's ominous. The clouds are ominous. There's no sun out now. And I got the windows open there, and you can see it just rolling in. So what I say, between 4 and 4:30, we should probably get hit with our first one. So do whatever you got to do. Take cover. yeah, I don't know. I said you should have left work about an hour ago, but I know that's hard to do when you can't. So anyways, be safe. You know, I'm going to say stay dry, but that's, you know, that's not going to happen. I hate to say it. Yeah, that's all for naught. So 3:56 in the afternoon. What's going on this? Yeah, like I said, we get the Sox. I don't think they're going to get started on time. But the Celts, obviously, 8:30 tonight. And, you know, we're all rooting for them.